For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, I had a wonderful time at the Arty Awards on Monday night. And I don't consider myself that much of a theater insider, but it was great. It was very entertaining. I want to do it again next year.
Great big party, about 500 people there at 710 Main. I saw you on the other side of the lobby, but it was so crowded I couldn't get to you. But very comfortable in the theater itself, and it was a lovely place to do the show. I thought Amit J. Gill and Charmaine Chi were as charming and funny as they could be. Michael Haig, wonderful at the piano.
I was surprised at the cleverness, a lot of ad-libbing and sort of improvising while different acts came on. And what really pleased me, there were 7 musical numbers, all with the original Buffalo casts on stage.
Pretty entertaining.
It was.
Yeah,
it was pretty entertaining. Well, just a tip to everyone, think about it next year. The Arties, it's for everyone, and it's for a good cause. The Book of Mormon is back at Shays for a short run, ending Sunday evening, last performance at 7 o'clock. I loved it better than I did last time. I think the sound system was improved, so I could understand the jokes even better.
They've been working on that, and the show is just so wickedly funny. I think it's that spooky Mormon hell dream that slays me every time. Those dancing Starbucks cups.
Just. Right. Puts it over the edge. Right up there with Jeffrey Dahmer, Hitler, and Johnny Cochran. It is pretty funny.
Yeah, there's no humor like lowbrow humor.
What's interesting is most people think that it's a parody of Mormonism. And yes, it is a bit of a send-up, but the Mormons are very cool with it. As a matter of fact, they took out 3 full-page ads in the program. Sort of the, you've seen the play, now read the book, is the headline.
I think many people think that those Mormon boys standing out front are with the show. They're not. They're on their mission.
Right.
And Buffalo is a fairly prestigious mission because the region includes Palmyra. The company invites them to the opening night party. They can't see the show, but they will come to the party and have a 7-up.
While it might not be that much of a send-up of Mormonism, per se, what it is a parody, though, of all of the Broadway show tunes from, let's say, the last 30 years.
Oh, longer. Back to Ziegfeld Follies. There are parody of the Ziegfeld Follies, parody of The Sound of Music, including phrasing taken exactly, you know, a warlord who shoots people in the face. What's so scary about that? That's right from Sound of Music, and it is a parody of the Broadway musical theater form.
Just a quick look back at last week. You went up to the Shaw Festival, had a great time.
I did. I picked up Peter and the Starcatcher and the musical Sweet Charity, and which is on the festival stage. Peter and the Starcatcher, adorable in the Royal George, nicely done for the musical. Musicals are not the strong suit of the Shaw Festival, but it is interesting to see Sweet Charity done in that context by the ensemble company. Some of the work, very, very fine indeed. It is not going to be an approximation of a Broadway show. This is the Shaw takes on Sweet Charity, the Shaw takes on Bob Fosse.
And that is so well put. That is exactly the case.
Yeah.
It's not Broadway. It's the Shaw.
It's the Shaw. It's the Shaw. And on your way to the theater, you can buy jam, fudge, and Scottish woolens.
Well, speaking of things not Scottish, but Irish, the Irish Classical Theater opens a play tonight, Lord Arthur Savile's Crime, based on a short story by Oscar Wilde. And you say that Josephine Hogan, as director, has an affinity for Oscar Wilde.
She particularly likes Oscar Wilde. She did such a beautiful job with A Woman of No Importance before, and I have high hopes for her production of this play. Oscar Wilde did not actually write this play. This is an adaptation of an Oscar Wilde short story about a man who seeks the advice of a palm reader who tells him that it's his destiny to be a murderer. He's very, very upset. He postpones his plans to marry because he feels this must be taken care of before he marries.
Well, now that the Arty Awards are over with, we've cleared the stage for the Tony Awards.
Sunday, yeah. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
I do root for particular artists to win.
You don't even have to say the name.
This is the only occasion in life on which I am superstitious. We're just going to let this go.
Okay. Well, looking over at Anthony, who's got his fingers crossed and his lucky rabbit's foot for Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.